This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Del Norte County law enforcement are searching for a Florida man who has been missing for 5 days. 21-year-old Ronald Michael Calansunas went missing after attempting to hitchhike back to his residence in Florida from Hiuchi and previously made statements that he wanted to harm himself. Calansunas is described as a white male adult, 6 feet, 220 pounds, with blue eyes and sandy hair, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. Another break-in at the storage warehouse of Betty Chen on West 2nd Street was reported yesterday. Chen was planning to hold a 4th of July barbecue, but supplies, including the barbecue, was stolen from the same warehouse that was burglarized last week. Eureka police arrested 4 people who were in possession of stolen property from the previous burglary, and Eureka Police Captain Steve Watson told various news outlets that Advanced Security Systems will donate a security system to the storage unit, and there will be increased patrols in the area. Supporters of Betty Chen set up a GoFundMe page, and those interested in donating can search for the Betty Chen replenishing supplies. Multiple law enforcement agencies in Del Norte County are investigating the cause of a collision near Klamath Beach Road on Saturday morning that claimed the life of a Crescent City resident. A female driver was headed north on Highway 101 approaching Klamath Beach Road when, for unknown reasons, turned her vehicle onto the east shoulder of the highway, subsequently colliding into a large tree. Emergency personnel arrived on scene and the victim was pronounced dead. And according to the Daily Triplicate, the identity of the victim has been identified as 48-year-old Danielle Coney. Humboldt County officials will be holding a free workshop this month in an effort to help local contractors, engineers, and other business groups to comply with the Americans with Disabilities Act. The workshop will be led by Sally Swanson of Architects Incorporated, and it will focus on ADA regulations related to facilities and construction, among other topics. Residents have until July 21st to reserve a space to attend the workshop, which will be held at the Sequoia Conference Center on Myrtle Avenue in Eureka on July 26th. Officials in the Six Rivers National Forest Gaskee Ranger District and the Smith River National Recreation Area have opened the public comment period for the Little Jones Creek Pilot Project. The project proposes to manage vegetation and fuel loadings on 1,000 acres, create over 380 acres of strategic fuel breaks along highly used roads and ridgetops, as well as the thinning of 610 acres, all in an effort to improve growth and to restore habitat conditions. The project is a collaborative effort between the Smith River Collaborative Group and Forest Service officials, and those interested in leaving a public comment related to the project have until July 30th to do so. The Del Norte County Sheriff's Office is seeking those who are interested in becoming a dispatcher. Those interested in the position have until July 18th to apply, and for more information on the position, you can contact the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Oregon State Police arrested Joseph Salmon, a man who had been on the run from law enforcement since a shooting that occurred in the Cave Junction area on July 1st. The shooting occurred Saturday afternoon and Salmon fled the scene and was last seen by witnesses armed with an AK-47 as well as a tactical vest. And police located Salmon at a convenience store in Selma yesterday morning. He is currently being interviewed by detectives. A reminder for residents that culvert replacement at Bell Springs Road has been rescheduled and instead will begin next Monday the 10th and will run through the 12th. Road work was scheduled for all of this week, but it has been moved to next week, and the road will be closed July 10th from 7 a.m. to noon, and then controlled traffic will be in effect from the 10th through the 12th. As the summer season brings with it increased recreational activity along local rivers and streams in the region, officials with the County Department of Public Works is inviting the public to take part in an online clean boating quiz in an effort to limit the pollution of waterways that comes with boating practices. The quiz can be found on the county website and it will test on information such as proper disposal of boat-related pollution, rules and regulations, as well as environmental tips. The quiz will be available through August 20th. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.